This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
To another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And I mean that by saying, you know, because we do. We have so much going on. I have so much that I want to talk about. I'm not going to get to it all. Dan Pillow will join us after the break. He's the tax man, tax help online. .com, taxhelponline.com. Look, many of you hear me talking about him on a regular basis. He's got him on here a couple of times a month. And Dan helped me with a personal issue, which was actually, I was one of the people, whether you want to hear it or not, I was one of the people that was attacked by the IRS and some lefties who tried to get me in trouble with the IRS. And Dan helped me prove that I was in the right. I'll put it that way. That simple. And he can do the same for you. I get calls from listeners who used him and emails from listeners that have used him that have said, you were right. He's an honest, upright guy. He's a man of integrity. Scared the bejesus out of me a half a dozen times. And he does because he tells you, you know, you do most of the work. And that's the way it should be. And he explains to you what he needs you to do, how he needs you to write it, what he needs you to, how he needs you to send it in. If you follow, and a lot of you don't, which is amazing to me, if you follow what he tells you to do, you will fix it. I don't want to say you'll get out of your situation, but you'll fix it. And an honest and upright decision will happen, and you'll appreciate it, believe me. So he'll be on with us in a little bit. And always, again, always appreciate his input, his insight. You know what I'm saying? All right. Where was I? Oh, yes, there we go. So, a bombshell recording captures a Michigan prosecutor saying Dominion Voting Machines President John Poulos perjured himself under oath when asked about the Dominion machine access to the Internet. See, this is why we on the right, I wouldn't even say on the right, this is why some of us who beat our brains out trying to get the truth out to you and some ideas out to you, we get so frustrated with you when you go, no, that's just too crazy. Look at yours truly spent over 20 years in the technology world. And I've been saying for a long time, long time before it was a big deal, right, that this is a dangerous thing. Doing them on computers like this until you come up with a real solid way, I don't know, fingerprinting, whatever, and come up with something to make sure that those machines are actually tabulating your vote properly. Now, on December 15, 2020, the CEO of Dominion Voting System, John Poulos, he testified before the Michigan State Oversight Committee in a hearing where he was asked about Dominion voting machines that were used there in Michigan in November. Mr. Poulos, who was accompanied by his lawyer, was sworn in and lied. Yeah. The chair of the Senate Oversight Committee, Ed McBroom, was the first to speak with Mr. Poulos. He immediately asked if the Dominion voting machines were connected to the Internet. His response, Mr. Poulos explained that the voting machine is designed to be connected to the tabulator. Where does the tabulator sit? Senator McBroom asked if, for some reason, the locals were to have that computer connected to the World Wide Web. Nobody uses that term anymore, but also networked to the tabulator. Is there something in the software that would shut things down at some point? Mr. Poulos appeared to point to the locals as the responsible parties for determining if the machines were indeed connected to the Internet. First and foremost, he began, the complete security that is under control of local authorities is paramount. If this indeed is true, it would appear that he's saying it's up to the elected officials in each polling place to ensure the security of the voting machines. Right? So the response by Dominion Voting Machines President begs the question, what if hypothetically, of course, there were locals like hostile workers, people who, you know, hated Republicans, whatever scenario is, right? Who, based on their actions on the day after the 2020 election, had a strong interest in Joe Biden coming from behind to win the election. What if there were individuals overseeing the elections who were not interested in protecting the security of the machines? Senator Pete Lucado asked Mr. Poulos, how do I know as a voter that I didn't have any irregularities? Right? The software being manipulated. How can I be sure of that? The CEO responded by saying, a hand count audit and recount will resolve any question about the integrity of the machines. Was that done? Nope. Michigan Senator Pete Lucado again began his questioning of Mr. Poulos by asking if Dominion has any way to access any of the equipment of their machines remotely. The Dominion president responded, no. He pressed the president again, asking about the purpose of the USB port of the machines. Mr. Poulos asked for clarification about the type of machine Senator Lucado was referring to when Senator Lucado clarified that he was speaking about the touchscreen voting machines. The Dominion president responded by saying, yes, there is, adding that the touchscreen voting machines are just an expensive, fancy pen. Wow. Now, we're not going to let this go. We need to talk about this some more. Because I'm in technology. There is no way to protect that machine if it has wireless, a USB port, and or a regular connection to the Internet. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dan Pillow when we return.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back, my friend. My friend, my friend, my friend.
Always ready for the battle, always ready for the fight. Never be afraid of the fight, in all seriousness. If you're right, you know you're right, you've got the information you need, you go in with confidence. Most people fail, they lose, because they really don't. First of all, they might know what they're doing, but they don't have the confidence enough in themselves to be able to go forward and actually make it happen. They're not sure or what have you. Well, get the information you need, be sure, and move forward. I mean that in all sincerity, but you don't listen to guys like me. Just because I have a microphone doesn't mean I have the market on truth or reality or actually even know what I'm talking about. I bring in people that do have a clue, that do know what they're talking about. It works out so much better that way, let me tell you. And that's why I bring in Dan Pilla. He is the tax man, the man to keep you safe from the IRS unless you're extremely stupid and don't open up any of the letters. Anyway, Dan, thanks for being with me.
It's always a pleasure, Joe. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Listen, before we get, like, rolling with our conversation, let's start the beginning off by saying, how do people get in touch with you after they hear all this sage wisdom and they want some help? How do they get in touch with you?
My website's the best way to do that, Joe. TaxHelpOnline.com. It's all one word. TaxHelpOnline.com.
Now, I'm not trying to get in your personal business, but you took care of your wife, right? I mean, today is Valentine's Day. We all have to buy into the Hallmark holiday, right?
Yeah, we do. And so she and I went to dinner after work. We went to the little oriental place around the corner, the Asian sushi joint around the corner from our office in downtown Stillwater, one of our favorite places. And so we went down there and had some rice and a glass of wine.
Very cool. Very nice. And hopefully there wasn't a three-hour line to get in to the place like there are. I think I was telling you earlier today that when you look at the stats for Valentine's Day, three-quarters of the gifts that men buy for their women, they buy the day before. So typical of males. And almost half of the reservations are made the day of, like demon dialing this morning to try to find a restaurant that will take you in. So anyway, I thought that was kind of funny myself.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a sleeper joint, Joe. It's just a little hole in the wall place. They don't have that many booths. They do a huge takeout business, huge takeout,
really?
but very little walk in. And I don't know what the reason for that is, because they got the best food in town, as far as I'm concerned. And so we were able to get. They were crowded in there, but they weren't so crowded that we couldn't walk in and get a table.
Oh, that's cool. Glad to hear that. All right. Now comes the serious stuff. You ready for this?
Sure.
I've read a couple articles today that the Internal Revenue Service has mobilized over 30,000 agents to pursue over 11 million small businesses across the country. Now, it has to do with a crackdown on the misuse of COVID-19 relief funds, especially the PPP program. And again, being ignorant to all of this, my understanding is I thought we had kind of got past some of this. But they're going after these dollars with a vengeance. What do you know about this?
They're just getting started, Joe. There's actually two programs that they've really dialed into in a big way. The first one is the Paycheck Protection Program loan system. That was the PPP program. The second one is the Employee Retention Credit. Between those two programs, Joe, there was over $2 trillion in money that was given away to small businesses, and the IRS is convinced that there is a very large component of fraud associated with both of the programs. Not only are they turning the dogs loose as far as agents are concerned, but they've established a special prosecutor in Washington now in the Justice Department to look into the most egregious of these cases, and they've actually created an amnesty program for the Employee Retention Credit, which we can talk about, in fact, probably should talk about, because there's a lot of businesses out there that claim these credits, and maybe they're not entitled to claim the credits. We can talk about how that happened and what they can do about it. But the IRS is very, very serious about going after this money.
Well, we should talk about it, because a lot of small businesses now are wigging out. I think I told you at the time, I was getting calls on a regular basis from these the retention credit people telling me, you know, you qualify for this, you qualify for that, you can do this. But there were a lot of companies took the PPP loans, and they were many of them were forgiven. I thought, or I was under the impression, that the IRS forgave them, and that was it. You were done. But that may not be true.
Well, it's not true, Joe, because for a good couple of things. First of all, the PPP loan was to businesses that were operating during the shutdown period. And when I say operating, they had employees on the payroll during the period of time that there were COVID shutdown orders that took effect throughout the nation. So you had, as a business, to qualify, you had to have employees on the payroll, even if they weren't working. So that's number one. Secondly, the business had to certify under the penalty of perjury that their ability to continue to operate going forward was in serious question, serious doubt, if they didn't get the money. All right. So those are the qualifiers on the front end, a couple of other things as well. But then when you got the money, you had to pay 60% of that money to employees, right? So the lion's share of the money had to go specifically to employees, and then the remaining 40% had to be used in a number of other specified areas, like mortgage payments on business property, utilities, a couple of other things that you could use the money for. But it was very, very designated and very, very pointed. And if you didn't use the money for those purposes, then your loan wouldn't be forgiven. So what the IRS is doing now, this program was administered through the Small Business Administration. They
right.
took the applications, and they were the ones that oversaw the forgiveness part. But the Internal Revenue Service is doing the audit work on whether or not the businesses that got money and got their loans forgiven actually qualified for the loan. So that's wow. what's going on with PPP.
Well, but come back for a second to the PPP. If you gave proper information, or what you perceived to be was proper information, to the SBA people, or as I recall, the PPP loans were handled usually by third parties. They were calling you and our CPAs helping you out, that kind of stuff. If you gave what you perceived to be the proper information, was approved for it, are you still on the hook?
Yeah, you'd still be on the hook if it turns out that you're not qualified, for sure.
Wow.
But the question is, what information did you provide? So, for example, the application had to be made through authorized SBA lenders, right? So the actual application did not go to the IRS or the SBA. It went to an SBA lender. Most of the major banks across the country, and I would say all the major banks across the country and most of the smaller banks were SBA. As long as they were an SBA-approved lender prior to the CARES Act being passed in March of 2020, then they could administer these SBA loans. So you had to fill out the application. So the individual business fills out the application, provides all the proof that's required, and then the bank made the decision on whether you qualified for the loan or not. When you went through the forgiveness process, it was the same thing. You had to provide the information to the SBA lender and to the bank, and then the bank would run it through the SBA to see if it got forgiven or not. But if you provided inaccurate information, Joe, for example, if
all right,
you get forgiven...
Can you hold that? We got to go for a quick break.
Sure.
I'm fascinated by this. Joe Macedo, your host, Don't Go Far. A lot more with Dan Pillow when we return. The expert. See, I would have got you in a whole bunch of trouble. Thank God you just listened to me. Be back in a minute.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News Update. The House Intelligence Committee has raised concerns about a significant national security risk reportedly linked to advancing Russian space technology. Ohio Republican Mike Turner stated that his committee has shared details about the threat with fellow members of Congress. He has urged President Biden to declassify the information. The White House believes the House would approve military aid for Ukraine and Israel if it were brought to a vote.
We cannot afford to wait any longer. Every day comes at a cost to the people of Ukraine and to the national security interests of the United States of America.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, Republican Speaker Mike Johnson's refusing to schedule a vote on the bipartisan bill. This week, Judge Arthur Engoron, presiding over the New York State civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization, Donald Trump, and his sons, will announce the verdict on damages. That decision will be delivered on Friday. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Pacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Get informed. I say it all the time to you. You know what? Hey, there's a lot of guys like me out there with a microphone. We are not necessarily smart people. We don't necessarily have a clue. And some of these guys sound like they know everything about everything. You know, that's the one you need to turn off and tune in somewhere else. Seriously. So at this point, you know, I love bringing people on who have a clue. Dan Pilla, had him on the show for years. He is the tax man, taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. I was telling him earlier, as I told you guys, and I realize not everybody calls me, but I have yet to get a negative call about Dan. A couple people said, kind of afraid of what he told me to do, but it worked out, and, you know, everything's good. So, Dan, appreciate your honesty. Appreciate the way you approach this stuff with people. We were talking about these PPP loans that are in the back of everybody's head now, but now they're coming to the forefront. And you were talking about inaccurate info and how people are still on the hook for these things. Even as I was telling you during the break, you know, some of these third-party companies who stepped in and said, I can help you with this, and you got loans that you probably weren't entitled to get.
Well, and that certainly could be the case in a lot of situations, Joe. I was about to give you an example when we went to break, and that is this. 60% of that money had to be used for payroll to pay employees who were on the payroll during the shutdown, right? So this is the key. Employees on the payroll during the shutdown. Three things. Well, you have to demonstrate when you made the application for forgiveness, you had to demonstrate that you had employees on the payroll during the shutdown. So if you had employees but sent them all home and didn't pay them and you took the money and bought a boat with it, well, guess what? That's not a forgivable loan.
God bless. And you and I both know people did that, too.
Oh, yeah, no question.
So, and many people tried to keep it going. You know, I talked to you, I remember way back when, where people who even took the loans couldn't make it. They couldn't make it through, and they ended up having to shut the businesses right down. I don't know whether, you know, if they were on the hook for that money after the fact because they just couldn't pull it together.
The question is, what did they do with the money? Let's say you get $100,000, you got 10 employees. If you paid those 10 employees at least 60,000 out of the 100, and then used the other $40,000 for any of the other authorized areas of expenditure, right? You couldn't use it for just anything. It had to be the authorized areas of expenditure. And then you couldn't sustain your business. Then the business shut down. Then you're fine. You're going to get forgiveness, or you would have gotten forgiveness. But let's say you paid 50,000 of the employees, and then you packed it all in after that because you just couldn't keep it going. Well, what'd you do with the other 50 grand? I don't know. But that doesn't qualify for forgiveness at that point.
I don't know. Yeah. It's that little house I bought on the island. No. So, all right. So I got that part of it. Then I was getting deluged with calls afterward for the other program. And I'm sure others were, too. And they made it sound like you really didn't have to do much of anything. Just give me some basic information and we'll take it from there. And those are the ones that are really funky right now, aren't they?
Yeah, that's the employee retention credit, and for the employee retention credit, you had to have either your business shut down as a result of a government shutdown order, so you stopped operations in whole or in part, or you had a significant reduction in gross revenue as a result of the COVID problems. Now, the significant reduction in gross revenue changed a number of times. The employee retention credit was originally put into the law in March of 2020 with the CARES Act. Then it went through three different amendments, Joe, over the course of 2020 and 2021. And finally, at the end of 2021, with the Infrastructure Funding Act, it was repealed, and it was repealed retroactively, except for certain exceptions. So this is a remarkably complicated statute. So you qualified either if your business was shut down in whole or in part, or you had the requisite reduction in revenue, then you could get an employee retention credit. But again, wages had to be paid to employees on the payroll during the quarter for which the credit is sought, and there were limitations on what employees qualified. Not all employees qualified. And, Joe, here's the big thing. You couldn't use the same employees for purposes of the employee retention credit that you used for purposes of the Paycheck Protection Program. So if you cannot double dip on the programs. And this is where I believe a great number of these businesses are going to get in trouble. Because these companies that you're talking about being deluged, these are mostly marketing companies. These were just sales guys that were hustling up this business and referring them to some tax preparer to prepare the refund claims. But we know for a fact, Joe, having looked at some of this stuff, that a lot of these, not all of these people, but a great number of these businesses were double dipping on the paycheck protection versus the employee retention credit benefits. And you can't double dip. And the other thing was, the other big problem is what constitutes a shutdown order. There's a great deal of confusion about that. The IRS finally issued some legal guidance on the question from the Office of Chief Counsel that was issued in the summer of 2023, I think it was, June or July of 2023. But here we are 2 years later on that. And how many businesses claimed that they were quote unquote shut down when they weren't shut down? I mean, there's all kinds of confusion here with this stuff. And the IRS is dead serious about getting the money back, because I'll tell you, the employee retention credit alone was almost $1 trillion in free government handouts that was given to millions of businesses.
Well, that's right. Millions of businesses. What a nightmare it's going to be to hunt them down, or what have you, get the information you need to come up with a solution or decide whether they did the right thing or the wrong thing. This is going to be a nightmare, isn't it?
Well, no question about it. But the good news, Joe, depends on what lens you're looking through, but the good news, as far as they're concerned, is the statute of limitations has been extended for purposes of assessment and collection on the employee retention credit. And that's number one. And number two, of course, we know the IRS has got a whole bunch of more money that they're going to be able to use to enforce these things. So, you know, that circles us back to 2 years ago now when the IRS was saying that nobody under $400,000 was going to be subject to enforcement action by the IRS with its new funds and new employees. Well, I tied a can to that 2 days after they issued that nonsense report, and we're seeing the evidence of it right now. They're going after small businesses in spades.
Well, part of that, in my humble opinion, is because they don't have the money, knowledge, or what have you, to fight back. They're more likely to give in, pay the fine, pay the bill, do whatever.
There's no question, Joe. I've been saying that for 30 years, that the IRS attacks small businesses because they can't fight back. The problem is most of them, not only do we got a two-pronged problem, Joe, not only can't they fight back, but even though they feel like they have to give up, they don't have the capacity to just pay the money and walk away. Now they're stuck in an enforcement problem.
Wow. And this is why they need to help. They need to hop on taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com, to get the help that they need with you. And, you know, state of California is still hunting. You ready for this one? Still hunting down, trying to find account for $33 billion in unemployment benefits they paid off during COVID. And in some cases, don't even know, you know, the money went to dead people. Money went to addresses where they had like 30 or 40 people at an apartment that had been torn down 3 years before. The stories are crazy in what they did.
Oh yeah. And that's another area, Joe, where the Justice Department has really been spooled up in terms of enforcement is the billions of dollars in fraudulent federal unemployment benefits that went out. It's not just state money. It's federal money. I don't know if it was $1 trillion in unemployment benefits at the federal level that were granted, but it's hundreds of billions. Look, when you add all of this up, we're talking about roughly $9 trillion in free government, quote unquote, free government benefits that were passed out through 2020, 2021 into 2022. And what did they think was going to happen, Joe? I mean, seriously, the number one area of fraud in the income tax laws up until this, wave of benefits has been the employee retention credit. The earned income tax credit.
Right.
All right. So the earned income tax credit is a welfare program administered by the federal government through the income tax laws. It allows people to get more money back from the government than they paid in if their income is below a certain level and the level increases depending on whether you have kids and you're married and so on. So this is a free government giveaway. So this employee retention credit, the PPP program,
we got to go for a break. You're going to get cut off.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's not like we're at an Italian dinner where you can keep talking. I'll be back in a minute. Well, between your host, don't go far. A lot more with Dan Pillow when we return.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators,
gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. We are getting more information about the IRS than you can get reading those cute little threefold pamphlets that they send you in the mail with Dan Pilla, the tax man. You can find him at taxhelponline.com. taxhelponline.com. I could personally vouch for him, and quite a few of the listeners that have called him for help also can vouch as well. And, you know, Dan, I got a couple of emails from people that said they got all the answers from your books. Didn't even have to call. They got answers to the question. So apparently your books are written in a way that even a guy like me can understand. How do we get those?
Well, the books are available at my website, Joe, taxhelponline.com. It's all one word. TaxHelpOnline.com. You buy any book off my website, at any price point. Doesn't make a difference how much it is. You get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me. So you read the book, you get on my schedule, I answer all your questions and get you moving.
Yeah, you do. That's for sure. All right, couple of quick ones. Let's see how fast you can move through these, right? Credit card forgiveness, is that income?
Yes, it is. Any cancellation of debt, Joe, is generally speaking considered to be taxable income. However, there are a lot of exceptions to it. I wrote a book actually called How to Cancel Tax Liabilities on Debt Forgiveness Income. All right, so I've got a whole book that deals with that one subject because it's such a common problem. And I show you what all the exceptions are to cancellation of debt income, how to assert those exceptions with the IRS, and how to make sure that you're not taxed on that income if one of the exceptions apply to you.
Wow, interesting. And I can't tell you, I can only imagine how many people have filed taxes and never took that into consideration. And I don't know how many people get in trouble for it, but I can only imagine what's going on there. Okay.
Well, there's millions of them, and I'll tell you why I wrote the book. I wrote the book in, I think, 2012 or 2013, right on the heels of the real estate collapse the economic downturn that occurred. There were 5 to 6 million people a year filing bankruptcy, Joe, and the overwhelming number of people that I spoke with during that period of time had no idea that their debt cancellation was not taxable, that most of those people qualified for some exception, and their accountants didn't even know it, even though the IRS has a form to put with your tax return that asserts the exemption so you don't have to pay taxes on it.
Wow. Oh my God. That's why they got to buy your books, man. I mean, in all sincerity, because the CPAs can't know everything. The tax people can't know everything. You've been at this since they were using stone tablets to put taxes on. So
wait a minute. I'm not that old.
All right.
Pre-computer, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, no, I know you had an abacus at one time.
I had a big bird talking calculator.
So real quick on this one here. I've had this question asked before. People have made payments. You know, they owe taxes and they think that they're just going to make a couple of quick payments, 2, 3, 4 payments without really coming up with an agreement. One fellow in particular wrote me and he said he marked the payments incorrectly even though he paid the tax owed and now he's got a problem. I mean, what's the chance of getting them to move that to the right place?
Well, the chances are slim and none if it was marked incorrectly. The IRS has an affirmative duty, Joe, to apply a payment in the manner designated by the taxpayer if it's a voluntary payment. So if you owe for 5 different years and you send a check in and you apply it to just year 2 of those 5 years, they absolutely must put it to year 2. But if you send a payment in undesignated, they can put it where they want to put it and you can't get it moved. If you send the payment in with a designation, even though you make the mistake, they'll put it where the payment was designated to, but you can't get it moved thereafter. So you got to be true. When people make payments, and I encourage people to make the payments online because it's really easy to do, and I tell them, triple check and make sure you're applying that payment to the year we need it to go to, tax year X, whatever it is, and I tell them 3 times, triple check. Make sure it's going to the correct year, because once you press that submit button or once you drop that check in the mail, you're not undoing that.
Yeah. This guy had already made, and I read further in the email, apparently he'd already made payment arrangements for the prior tax year, right? And he was paying on that, and he was making his payment for the current tax year, and it got applied to the prior one because he didn't mark it properly. So, yeah, there's probably no way he's going to.
If he didn't mark it properly, that's a killer. And here's the thing. When you send in tax payments for the current year, there's 3 ways you need to designate the payment because I guarantee you the IRS will screw it up. You got to use 3 methods all at the same time. Number 1, write it on the check what year you want it to go to. Number 2, include a cover letter. And in the cover letter, tell them what year you want it to go to. And then include IRS form 1040ES, Echo Sierra. That is an estimated payment voucher. And that's got the year on it that you want the payment to go to. So if you're making estimated payments for 2024, you use a 2024 version of the ES. So on the check, with the cover letter, and with 1040ES. And then if they screw it up, which they still might, now you can get it moved.
You know, if our founding fathers ever came back to life for 3 minutes, they would be looking at God going, take me back. I can't handle this. This is not what we planned on. You know,
no, they would first of all, they wouldn't recognize what's going on. And no, secondly, they would be aghast. No question.
All right. We kind of talked about this during the break. And I said some of the questions I was getting from people was, what are home deductions that people normally miss? I mean, can I deduct a repair work, emergency repair work, upgrades to the house? Are there any home deductions that people commonly miss? And then we can move into business from there if you'd like.
Well, the short answer, Joe, is that any property that's held for personal purposes, like your home, you can't deduct anything in connection with that. So if you make repairs, if you paint the walls, if you fix a broken window, those are not deductible. Now, if you add to the value of the home by putting on a new roof or adding a garage or finishing off the basement, for example, that adds to your basis. So that increases your cost basis in the house, which you recover when you sell the house, so it reduces your profit that could be taxable. So that's how that works with a home.
Interesting. Okay. Business-wise, now let's hit that one. Small businesses, some of the things that they normally miss, and I think earlier today when we were talking, I told you about the question I got about uniforms, where the business owner now was saying, hey, look, guys, it's time for us to start dressing, what do they call the pants, dickies, and nice blue pullover shirts, that kind of stuff, and wants to give them a clothing allowance, let them pick it themselves. Deductible? Not deductible.
Yeah, it's deductible for the business, sure. The general rule with respect to businesses, Joe, is real simple, and I get this question all the time. Dan, my business is this or my business is that. What kind of things can I write off? And the general rule is this. You can write off any expense that's incurred for the purposes of earning income as long as that expense is ordinary and necessary and reasonable. All right, so it has to be done for the purposes of earning income, that is to say, to build your business. It's got to be ordinary and necessary, that is to say, it's got to have a direct connection to the growth of the business or the operation of the business somehow, and it's got to be a reasonable expense based on the facts and circumstances. So if this guy has got a service business and his people run out to the homes of folks to, you know, fix their furnace, for example, and he wants these people to look like they're you know, reasonably intelligent people and not refugees. Right, so he gives them a clothing allowance, and that's fine. But if he gives them a $10,000 a year clothing allowance, you know, that's probably going to be seen as unreasonable. If he gives them a $300 or $400 a year clothing allowance to buy a couple of pairs of slacks and two or three shirts, that's very reasonable.
Now, you would, and again, I don't want to misquote you, but one of the things that I remember you telling me once before is that the IRS doesn't get to dictate to you what equipment is necessary for your business, necessarily what you pay for it, because I've heard stories in the past, I've had guys write me in the past and say, you know, they went in for an IRS audit, the IRS agent said, well, you know, $3,000 for that generator. I mean, I saw it in Sears for $1,500. Why did you pay $3,000 for it? Are they allowed to do that?
No, well, they do it all the time because most people don't know how to challenge them and appeal it. But the answer is they can't get away with it, Joe. They are not the arbiter of what is necessary for your business. You get to decide what's necessary to maintain or grow or improve your business, not them.
You know, one of the things that people don't realize is as you're sitting here giving information, I'm thinking to myself as a businessman, sitting across from and not to be a turd about it, but sitting across from an IRS agent, knowing that I have this ammunition, knowing that I have this information and I can step out on it, puts you in a whole different place when you're speaking to them, negotiating with them, and you're not as afraid anymore.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And the most important bit of information you need to know is the decision of tax auditors is never final. You always have the right to challenge it. You always have the right to take it to appeal. And the fact of the matter is you're going to win your case most of the time when you do that.
I love that line of yours. You don't even know how much that tickles me because you hear over and over and over again, you hear how they're going to come after your dog, your cat, and five other people, right?
Right.
Yeah, so it's great to hear that. All right. You got 20 seconds. Tell people how to get a hold of you you know, where they get this great sage information.
Yeah, it's taxhelponline.com. It's all one word, taxhelponline.com. And I've got a number of books on the site. Dan Phillips Small Business Tax Guide is my latest one. You buy any book at any price point, you get a 15-minute consultation directly with me and personally with me.
Perfect. All right, Dan, God bless. Thanks for what you're doing. People, you're stuck with me. In the next hour, come on back. I got a lot of beef about, as we say in my world. We'll be right back.
Or short.